This is Cross Currents, and now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. From time to time, the StoryCorps team goes mobile and collects interviews at different sites around the Bay Area. One of the places they visited was Highland Hospital in East Oakland. The public hospital has been around since 1927, and in that time, it's served thousands of patients from all walks of life. Janae Harper goes by the nickname Z, and she's a patient care navigator at Highland. She helps her patients navigate the ups and downs of the healthcare system and get the treatment they need. Harper met Benica Curry at the hospital when Curry discovered she had stage 2 breast cancer.
I discovered my lump doing self-exam on myself July 15, 2012. That's my birthday. The urban community, you're so scared because you're not working. Your husband is the only one working, so you don't want to add to the bills. And I waited 7 months to even go to Highland Hospital, which to me, I think I would have been in stage 0 instead of stage 2. But it was so painful and I felt it growing. And so what Z did for me is to help me understand that it'll be okay, and that whatever I need, she got me. And she helped me not to feel like I was a burden on my husband, because now that I was trying to find a job, I got breast cancer, I can't work. So Z, what made you want to be a patient care navigator?
I never chose to be a patient care navigator. Actually, I hated hospitals. But then the recession came. I got laid off of my job for 15 years. Prior to this, I worked for a nationally recognized nonprofit. And, you know, basically it was economics. There was a job opening I thought I was qualified for, and I applied for it. But little did I know the privilege it is to work for a hospital. I always thought about sickness in regards to a hospital. I never thought about healing. I never thought about wellness. I never thought about any of it. So I feel like I'm being enlightened and educated. And I have to say that I feel blessed, especially blessed to work for Highland, because I'm an Oakland native. I'm 50 years old and I'm born and raised here at Highland. So I really feel like I'm serving my community. So it's more than a job to me. You know, I personally believe there are professions and there are callings. And I believe that I have been called to serve. Highland used to have a reputation of just being a little raggedy ghetto hospital. And I'm not going to lie, initially, I kind of thought the same thing about Highland before I started working here and really getting to see the commitment that the employees have. I thought the same thing, honey. I thought I was cute. I was a Kaiser patient and, ooh, I'm not going to Highland. Are you kidding me? And now I feel so stupid and elitist because I was completely ignorant. But now I'm like, God is so good. God is so good. And he showed me the error of my ways. And I feel like because of that, ooh, I don't want to cry because I don't want to mess up my mascara. But now I feel like, man, how many people have I walked by on the street and judged them? You know, not knowing the backstory. Probably one of the greatest benefits of working here is it keeps me humble and it keeps me thankful, because I see every day how blessed I truly am. And it just makes me that much more determined to be a blessing to somebody else. Patients aren't going to come to chemotherapy and they're trying to keep a roof over their head, or they're trying to put food in their stomach, or they have daycare issues. It was just amazing how the order of what's important in the medical field didn't match the order of what's important in your personal life. So through our program, we've been really able to kind of like reprioritize what's really important for the patient in their personal life in order to deal with their health issues. And I'm telling you, Benica, you put a lot of us to shame that actually have this as a job. The way you researched everything, I mean, I could just sit up here and give a testimonial about you all day. I feel so small in your presence because I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it was rough for me, like, I guess because the way my hair was falling out. But then I promised myself that every time I go to chemo, I'm going to be dressed for success, you know, because that's an accomplishment. Going to this chemo, just trying to still feel like you're human.
You know, some people are coming from, you know, being drug addicted or abusive relationships or just being poverty stricken. They don't really have a will to live. To them, it's like, this is just one more thing.
What I used to say, because that's how I felt, but what I realized is because you are damaged don't mean you cannot be loved.
That's right.
And you have to surround yourself at home, at your hospitals, as far as picking your doctors, mm-hmm. but especially at home, you have to surround yourself by positive people who are going to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my breast cancer journey has been awesome, especially having you in my corner. I'm the boxer and you my boxing coach.
Oh, well, go ahead. Oh,
and we fighting it.
I love you, Bonica, and you're such a blessing to me. Like I said, I'm better because of you.
That interview originally aired in October 2013.